Thank, welcome to Pie Hut, sir. How can I pie you today?
Hello, I'm,
My name is Billy.
Hi, Billy.
I'll be your pie man. I have to say all that.
I hope you can be my pie man, Billy.
That's really funny. I have to say all that, okay?
I
What do you want?
Understand.
I mean, how can I, what do you want?
We have something of a company party going on, Billy.
All right, well.
Christmas party, Billy, and I was just wondering if you could fulfill some of my
pie
needs.
Oh, there it is, finally.
Look, we're going to need mini pies.
I need the details, man. Okay, so what flavor? Mini pies?
Mini pies.
Well, hold on. Steve, we got mini? Oh, yeah, we had the new mini pie. They're small.
Not mini
normal.
With
How
a,
many you want?
Not M-I-N-I.
Oh,
M-A-N-Y.
Oh, hold on. Let me check the menu. Okay, how much of the mini pies do you want?
How many savory pies do you have, Billy?
Oh, you mean like meat flavored?
Meat.
Let me check the menu right behind me. One says hamburger. It's a raspberry, though.
I'll take a...
What?
I'll take 3 hamburger raspberry pies, Billy.
No, okay, we can make it, but it's not normal. It's cost a little extra.
That's fine with
me. Okay. You're weird looking dude.
I'll like some boysenberry pie.
Okay, poison pies.
With a boy in it as well.
What?
Nothing.
Let me check. Oh, okay. Well, here's your boysenberry, 1 pie.
I would like...
Here you go, sir. Have a nice day.
An angel food
3,
cake.
That's 9... 1 pie.
I am not done with my order yet, Billy.
Wait, what was the last one?
There's a reason we have our eye on this.
What was the last one, man? About the
angel food cake, Billy.
Man, this is a Pie Hut. We don't have cake, man. Look at the menu.
What about
it's
cheese
right behind
cake?
Me. Stop trying to hypnotize me. Look at the menu, man.
Billy.
God. Oh, no. What is that? You see that fire, Dean?
What fire?
There was fire all around.
There's no fire.
No, I guess there isn't. You're right. Sorry, man. So, 1 hamburger pie.
3 hamburger raspberry pie.
Whoa. Oh, God.
And if you have both pies, just put one on top of each other.
Wait, now you're switching
making
the order? What is it?
A hamburger raspberry pie.
Oh, man. How do I type that in this machine, sir? Wait, now, do you want hamburger
Billy, you
pie?
Are making this experience
listen,
as
please.
Excruciating as my subordinates told me you would.
Listen, sir.
We have had our eye on you for a long time.
Red horns and all that shit, man.
Would you like
There's
a job,
waiting,
Billy?
There.
Oh, yes, and we're going to keep them waiting for quite some time, aren't we, Billy?
You're right that I don't care, but...
We've come to offer you an internship, Billy.
Listen, man. All right. What? Well,
that's right.
How much does it pay?
It pays very, very well.
It's not really an internship.
It is.
Oh, paid internship?
There's only one.
That's why they call them paid internships.
There's only one prerequisite, Billy.
What?
Your soul.
My soul.
Your eternal soul.
My soul really. Car or my soul possession.
That's right, here.
I don't have a lot of stuff.
Let me see your finger.
I only have one.
Let me just prick your finger there.
Well, that doesn't make sense. I have
now
10
you're bleeding. You notice?
I have lots of blood, man.
That is a lot of blood. Now, right on this piece of paper, your
Sir,
name
do you want some
blood.
Pies or not? Because I got to go to break soon, and I've got to complete the order in the computer.
Trying to get you a job, Billy.
Sir, you see this hat I'm wearing in the shape of a pie? You see this apron with a picture of a pie on it? I have a job, sir. It's very important. And right now, you're impeding my work.
He's too good.
No. What?
His sir, powers please, of Lord. Obliviousness.
Sir, can you smell that?
Beelzebub.
It smells like...
Let's go.
What is that? Brimstone? Where are you going? Oh, sir, Mr. Manager, can I take a break? I'm exhausted. Hello, hello, indubitably, indubitably, and welcome, good sir, to
welcome.
The SteamCon. Twirling my mustache.
I see you have your top hat with cogs attached.
There's cogs all over. Look at my arms.
They're cog it. They're yes. truly cog worthy.
Yes. Yes.
And as you can see, I'm wearing many different timepieces as I can all over my person.
Oh, that's wonderful. What are you, the time
I'm the Lord? Time Lord, yes.
Oh, I knew yes. Oh, yes. We all are familiar with you. Yes. Look at my duster.
It's nice. I like it.
It's made of old watch parts.
Wristbands, I can tell.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Okay. Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the con we're at today. I mean, instead of just...
Oh, wonderful. You want to go to some of the talks?
Oh, we should.
All right. Let's go Hot Glue and You.
Oh, the things you can do.
Yes, the things you can do with Hot Glue.
What about this one? Yes. What about this one? Oh, breaking open old things to get the cogs out.
That's a good one, yes. Okay, what about... cogs and sprockets, where to get them.
Yes, that's a good class.
Yes.
How about?
It's a little local, though, you know, but, you know, I'm a townie. I don't know about you.
And how about this one? Plastic cogs, no problem.
What?
Brass and silver spray paint provided.
Oh, you know what the problem with that title is? They gave away.
Well, they did.
Trick. I don't have to go in there.
No.
I already know what to do.
But you go in there and get free spray paint, of course.
Oh, that's why they said
that's why there's brass and silver all around my mouth.
They got me. Oh, I'm not sure you're supposed to. Were you breathing it or eating it?
Both.
You know what? It's both. It's all good.
Both.
That's what they did, you see.
That's true.
In this future past.
I smoked the steam.
In the past of the future. So... you might have seen me around town on my big wheel bicycle.
I have.
Isn't it wonderful? It's steam powered.
Is it?
No.
You might have seen me around in my car made out of a bed that I have a coal furnace on to power it with.
The chitty chitty bang bang.
That's
car.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm always afraid of the child snatcher. I think you're.
I call it chitty chitty cog cog.
Oh, that's a good one because it's got cogs on it.
That's right. I've glued on the outside. That's true.
I had a cog once.
And I also
made... The problem was I took the cogs from the inside of the engine and put them on the outside, and the car no longer ran.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Should have converted it to steam.
My good man, that's genius, except for I know nothing about machines. Except for taking the cogs out of them.
No.
Yes.
You're only fashionably steampunk. Yes.
Oh, yes.
You don't know how to take a bread spread and turn it into a zeppelin, do you?
Oh, I do. You take it apart, and then you papier-mâché a zeppelin shape, and then you glue the parts to the outside of the zeppelin.
Okay.
See, I know all about it.
That's if you ever...
Look at my clockwork walking stick.
That's nice. I like it.
Look how I'll wind it up for you.
Oh,
listen,
what
how
does
it ticks.
Do?
It ticks. Now, okay, yes, what? You said saying something, I think.
I was just going to show you my new spectacles that have many different lenses that
like
trade
lenses.
In and out. Yes, I can move them down.
Oh, they do move.
Look, these are magnifying lenses. No.
I didn't think so.
Well, I stole one of those things from a...
My doctor.
One of those where they like... It was much better. One A or B. A or B.
Oh,
and then you have to pick one.
I love that.
Well, I broke that open to get the cogs out. But look what I found, all these little lenses.
That's wonderful. I should break open some of the equipment around me, medical equipment. I wonder what's in an X-ray machine. Probably the most wonderful cogs you've
ever probably
seen.
All kinds of cogs.
Oh, glowing radium cogs. And look at my shoes.
Oh.
Cogs on the bottom.
That's true.
I mean on the bottom.
The bottom.
Not the bottom. No, that's a different... Oh, have you been to the German steampunk? They're steaming Ponkin.
I have not.
They're having a talk for the afternoon.
I have been to the France steampunk, Les steampunk.
Les steaming Fong? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the Swedish.
That is the Swedish.
Yes, that one's wonderful, too. They're very tall people. So
they are.
A lot of long cogs.
Well, I'm very disappointed when I go to those because I cannot see the cogs on their hats.
Oh,
because they're
so
tall. They have
the most wonderful hats, too.
And they always put the best accoutrement on your hat.
You do. Look at this. A tiny clockwork bird.
Oh,
isn't it?
Does it pop out of your
Absolutely
hat?
Absolutely not. I mean, it does, but I have to pull it out with my fingers.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
You have to put some cogs in the inside.
I did cram some in there, but it didn't make it work.
Oh, I see. One just fell out.
There we go. Let me pick that up and eat it.
Oh.
There we go. You know, you got to swallow the cogs and make it part of you. It's a wonderful, wonderful
thing. I just had a thought.
Yes?
How many cogs are inside of you?
Oh, my God. So many.
I need those cogs.
Well, I'm using them, don't you know? But they make my insides go. I'm a mechanical man on the inside now.
Well, how are you?
Practically. I've eaten so many cogs. Excuse me, every once in a while, I get a small hurting feeling.
A small hurting feeling?
Yes, let's go drink some of this steampunkin' brew.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Well, yes. There's some dusters on the way in for sale.
Oh, yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Lenses. Cogs.
Cogs.
Oh, my
dusters,
gosh. Oh, it's a wonderful.
Top hats.
I love it here at SteamCon.
Eccentric pets.
Where's the women, though?
Yeah.
Welcome to Tough Talk.
Hi.
Hey, what we're going to do, this is the PE class where if you're too scared for PE, you come in with your coach and we're going to do Tough Talk with you. Oh, you ready for this? Who do I got here? Let me look at my sheet of paper here. Terrence.
This is Terrence.
What's his last name here? You tell me,
Tracy.
Mr. Confidence. All right. Yeah, let me check. That is what it says. All right. Now, I'm Coach Crinkle, okay?
Coach Crinkle.
No giggling. Are you giggling or are you scared?
I'm scared of you.
Good. Makes it even worse. Being scared of you. Now, see, this is what's going to happen.
I don't feel like, why would you be scared?
Settle down,
buddy. I'm not supposed to be scared.
Because this is what's going to happen. This is Tough Talk. Terrence, are you okay, buddy?
No.
I'm the coach and I'm using a calm voice.
Oh, right now. I feel better.
Now, take a deep breath. All right, through your nose on. And back. Now take a step back away from me. All right, now, here's what we're going to do.
All right.
I'm going to give you some Tough Talk, okay?
Okay.
And what happens is, the more you're scared, the more angry I get. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Now it's already starting, so try what you got to try to do.
You said angry.
Now listen to the situation you're in. Okay, what it is every time you get scared, and you make a scared little girly voice.
An angel gets its wings?
No, quite the opposite. The devil in me gets his leathery wings and flies to the surface and manifests itself in a fit of rage, okay?
Okay.
So now you're really pushing it.
Right,
you're really pushing it already. Now take a deep breath. Now try to talk like a man. Not deep, just not all shaky and scary, okay? Just use your regular voice that's not shaky.
My name is...
Boy, you're really getting...
Terrence Tracy.
Hey, that's not bad. All right. You actually calmed my rage slightly. So that's good. Now here, put on these PE clothes. The purpose of this class...
Just right here?
Well, if you want, there's a privacy screen over there.
I
understand. It's illegal.
I do.
All that. Okay, get behind
me. I'm
going to talk to you while we're back there.
All right.
Now, listen. The purpose of this whole class is to get you ready for PE class. You got that?
Yeah.
How you doing in there?
I'm okay.
All right. Well, you done, I mean?
No.
You're taking up a lot of time putting them shorts on.
I'm scared of my own body.
Well, everybody's scared of their body. It's scary down there. Don't look at it. Just put your clothes on. Look at it as needed. You all right back there? Or do I need to send in the nurse?
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, come on back. Now my rage is only at a mild,
your
so
rage
it's pretty good. It's pretty.
It's only at a mild.
Moving quickly to a medium. Okay, now.
I have a question.
Oh boy, here we go.
And this
right
pertains
up. Pretty medium right now.
To that's your anger as well as
all
hot
right.
sauce.
Yes, yes.
Is it?
I'm interested in your question is why I'm not getting all fiery hot here. So, come on, we're at the top of medium.
It was like a medium.
Yeah.
And then you raised it to what?
Well, you're raising it right now.
Yeah.
You want to know the levels?
Yeah.
You're going to find them out
but they
if
were
you
like,
go through them.
They were like hot sauce levels.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a medium.
This is one metaphor that I'm using to describe my rage.
But I want to know which one's higher.
What do you think, boy?
I don't know.
Okay, well, here's the pack of mild sauce.
Okay.
Take a taste. Not too bad, right? All right.
It burns.
No, it doesn't.
It burns my mouth.
Now you're pissing me off.
It's burning my mouth.
Here, take this medium.
Oh, okay.
Eat it. There you go.
Ah.
Now, see? Now you know what burning is. But you know what? You don't know what burning is.
Why?
Because here's the hot sauce.
I don't want that.
Put it in your mouth,
no.
boy.
No.
Put it in your mouth.
You can't make me put stuff in my mouth.
I can. It's in your charter. All right. All right, here, drink this vodka.
No. What?
The alcohol washes away the capsaicin. Okay, here you go.
Whoa.
See, your mouth's not hot anymore, is it?
No, it ain't.
And now you're manly. Okay, I now get bad. On back in that PE glass and beat some ass.
I'm going to punch you, coach.
All right, but first you better take a break and wash
porcelain
your face.
Porcelain hands.
All right, wash your face first. The gentleman, sit down. Thank you. Okay, I've called this meeting of the movie executives because we're going to talk about. We've got scientists. It's 1984, as everyone knows. It's a pinnacle of scientific achievement. And we've come up, the boys in the lab have come up with the perfect subtitle for a sequel that's ever been created. It tested through the roofs. A couple people's heads literally exploded. Okay, so. Now, the purpose of this meeting is to decide which movie gets to use it. All right, so we got representatives for different movies. We got, Beverly Hills Cop 2. You're working on number one. We haven't shot it yet, but you're writing number two over there. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, you might get to use this subtitle. It'll guarantee millions of dollars for you.
All right, what is it?
Oh, hold on. Okay, now, we got this guy over here. He's representing, what's the name of your movie?
We haven't got a title yet.
Oh, yeah, tentatively Pretty in Pink.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, so you're working on the sequel of that.
Well,
right?
We were calling it Gorgeous in Red, but.
It tested bad.
Yeah,
right?
People like
pink and they like pretty. Okay.
And they like that also, Molly girl that we yes, got. So.
But you're also working on a sequel to that, right?
We are.
And you Pretty in Pink 2, colon.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know yet.
Yeah,
so,
well, no, it was called colon exam.
Oh, that's not going to work for many reasons.
Pretty in Pink colon exam.
Calm down, gentlemen. I know.
It's an anti-pull-up movie.
All right. And then we got this guy from, what is this? Breaking. Okay. Well, you're working on a sequel. We'll see what we can call that. Okay. Now, the boys in the lab have come up with a great subtitle here. You ready for this? First of all, hold on to your hat.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, you down there.
Yeah, do we all get to use this? What?
No, that's what we're here for. I guess,
so we just we
right.
call dibs on these subtitles.
You're right. I shouldn't reveal it until we decide who gets it.
All right. I'm going to go back to
And then we got the guy writing the Terminator movie, right?
Yeah.
And then you're still working simultaneously writing the sequel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There are roses in it.
Good. Good. Thanks, Mr. Schwarzenegger. Okay. Now, okay.
I'm
anybody
Stallone.
Else that I missed? Oh, Stallone. Yeah. Where's that Rocky 2 colon ? Okay.
Get my face punched in.
There you go. That's it. That's a good working title. But
yeah,
we're gonna see. Maybe you'll like this one better. Okay. Now, you guys ready? I'm gonna take this curtain down. It's gonna reveal the words we've been waiting for. Wait. We gotta decide who gets to use it.
I can hardly
wait. Hold on. Let's draw straws here, and then the winner gets to use it. Okay. Very good. All right, hold him up. It's that Breaking guy. All right, well, whatever. Here we go. It's going to be called Breaking 2.
Electric
Boogaloo.
I wanted that one.
Right, calm down, gentlemen. I know it's the best subtitle ever made. All right. You're guaranteed millions.
I represent Ghostbusters 2.
Sorry, you can't use it.
We wanted Ghostbusters 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Of course you did. Everybody wanted it.
The secret of the use.
Guy, you drew your straw is bigger.
It is. It is.
So you're just going to have to plain. Just
look
use,
at the size of the straw.
You have to just use secret of the use. I'm sorry. No, wait.
Ghostbusters 2 secret of the use.
Wait a minute. What's that?
Get the rewrite.
No, that green guy behind you.
Slimer?
No, it looks like a turtley guy. He says he's got to use it already. I got dibs on that one.
No, you get turtles in time.
You guys can figure that out on another meeting. This meeting was just.
I got turtles in time for my Pretty in Pink.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Maybe you can trade. You're Pretty Pink colon exam, and you can trade.
Wait, was I writing Pretty in Pink? I don't even remember. Like, let's trade scripts. Okay.
You guys, we can do this later.
Who has what script?
We all have the right script, sir.
No.
No. You don't. What are you? Oh, Godzilla 2?
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo. Oh, that would have been so wonderful.
That would have been a good title.
Yes, but I'm sorry.
It's not a good title.
No, no, I'm sorry, Japanese Yoda. It's not going to happen. So, very good. Very good.
You have dishonored my family.
Don't worry about it. Dishonored. Honor's not that important over here. You can put your mouth down.
I am going to commit seppuku with the lightsaber.
Very good. It's a great loss to George Lucas and all the boys at LucasArts. Okay, so what we're going to do now is
that was weird.
Take a break because that was the whole meeting. Now that's going to go down. Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo is going to go down as the butt of jokes for years. So you're welcome,
questions.
Buddy. Okay, so with the questions and take a break.